The Nigerian Air Force and Army, along with forces from neighboring countries, launched an offensive on Boko Haram training camps in the vast Sambisa forest. Since the start of the operation in late April, the armed forces have freed nearly 700 women and children held captive by the militants. Boko Haram used the captured women and girls for cooking and cleaning in the camps. Rape was an apparent common occurrence. United Nations Populations Fund Executive Director Babatunde Oshotimei told reporters in Lagos that 214 of the 687 rescued hostages are pregnant. The rescued women began telling their stories to reporters upon their arrival at camps for the displaced. Many witnessed militants kill their husbands, sons or fathers before their captivity. Freed hostage Lami Musa, who gave birth hours before her release, said Boko Haram members killed many other captives during the army rescue operation.
They started shooting at us, telling us to run away. I told them I could not run because of stomach pains. They started shooting at us. Then soldiers came and the Boko Haram members fled.
Rescued hostages said they were kept malnourished and that militants regularly killed other hostages to keep them in a constant state of fear. Boko Haram is responsible for the abduction of more than 200 schoolgirls a year ago from the town of Chibok. The whereabouts of the girls remain unknown. After a long journey out of the forest, the rescued hostages are receiving medical care and health screening at regional camps for the internally displaced. Military authorities say the operation in the Sambisa forest is ongoing. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.